Good morning, everyone. You know, I was talking to Sister Laurie just a little while ago, and we was talking about Mother's Day. I was telling her that Mother's Day seems so universal. I like to call it Mama's Day, Mom's Day, or Mom's Day. Amen. Because it's dear and it's close to the heart. Amen. Now, there may be some mothers here this morning that their sons or daughters may be out in the world. The world got its clutches on them. And Mama, I know your heart is grieved because you said within your heart that you've done all you could. And we know that. But I urge you this morning to give it to the one that can change hearts, that can change situations and circumstances. Give it to the throne, take it to the throne of grace and give it to our Lord Jesus Christ. And he can do what you cannot do. Amen. Please. And you know, Mama, you may be sitting at home watching TV or whatever. And the phone would ring. And you go and pick it up and answer it. Then a sweet and innocent voice on the other end will finally say unto you, "Hello, Mama. Now I just called to tell you that all those tears that you shed for me, well, they were not in vain." But Mama, something happened. Tonight while traveling down that lonely road, I thought that you should be the first to know that I'm not the same. But on those dreary days, they're over now, and the sleepless night. Before you go to sleep, Mama, I ask the Lord for my soul to keep, oh, that I might find the way. Oh, now, Mama, I'm so thankful that through all my loneliness and all those wasted years,
Mama, your boy is all right. Amen. Ha ha ha.